I'm at Camden BRI, and I'm talking to Danny Baylis, new technology specialist, about applications of cold plasma in the food industry. So Danny, perhaps we can start by asking the question, what is a cold plasma exactly?
So a cold plasma is essentially referred to as the fourth state of matter. So it exists after a gaseous state. So essentially, if you apply energy to a solid, it will break down into a liquid. If you further apply more energy to the liquid, it will break down into a gas. But if you apply even more energy to the gas, you can break it down into some of its more basic constituents, such as negative electrons and positive ions, which is the plasma state.
So how is a cold plasma actually created then?
The cold plasmas that we'll be talking about today, they're mainly created by applying a voltage to the gas. So essentially, you'll generate an electric field by applying the voltage, and this will accelerate any free electrons that's in the gas. And as these electrons are accelerated, they'll collide with any gas atoms and cause ionisation or excitation, which gives you the reactive chemistry of the plasmas.
Okay, so in a while we can come back to how that technology can be delivered in a way that can be used by the food industry. But if we talk first a little bit about what cold plasmas can do, what is it that we know about them that makes them interesting to food technologists?
I think the big main properties of plasma is its antimicrobial effects. So it's been shown to inactivate a wide range of pathogens, microorganisms and spoilage microorganisms. But as well as that, it's a non-thermal process, so it can be used on heat-sensitive materials or surfaces. And the process of disinfection is also a dry process, so it doesn't require any liquids, which would be ideal for disinfecting environments that produce low water activity food products that don't want to introduce water into the environment.
So we know that it can kill microorganisms. We know that you can use it on surfaces that are potentially heat sensitive. So what is it that you are trying to find out as part of your new technologies evaluation project?
So a lot of the results that's in the literature are focused on ideal abiotic surfaces where the bacteria have been displayed on a nice monolayer during treatments, because they've been mainly in understanding the inactivation mechanisms. What we really want to evaluate is how this technology can work in more realistic conditions in the factory environment, so with higher organic loads or low organic loads during the cleaning cycles.
So what type of approach will you actually be taking to evaluating the effectiveness of cold plasmas?
For this particular type of project, we'll be looking at inactivating four different strains of bacteria on two different types of material, namely steel and a conveyor belt material. In addition to looking at the inactivation on surfaces, we also want to look at how plasmas work on food surfaces. So we're going to take two different types of food surfaces, one with a smooth surface and one with a bit more of a rougher surface, to see whether this affects the inactivation capabilities of plasmas.
And are you looking at pathogens or spoilage organisms? Are you looking at vegetative cells or spores? What kind of microbes?
For the surface inactivation tests, we're looking at more vegetative bacteria. For the treatment of food surfaces, we're looking much more at spoilage organisms, particularly moulds, and assessing whether cold plasma treatment can affect the shelf life by inhibiting these moulds.
So how will you create and deliver the cold plasma that you're using in your experimental trials?
So the particular system that we have here at Camden BRI was loaned to us by Liverpool University. And essentially, we apply a voltage to the operating gas, which in our case is air. The plasma itself in this particular system doesn't directly contact the sample it's being treated, but it's held above the surface of the sample we're treating. And the reactive gas species will diffuse to the sample to actually treat the surface.
So what you're saying is there's no need to use any special gases. This system works just with air.
Well, the particular system that we wanted to actually use, we wanted it to be more industry relevant. So using air would be a cheaper way of generating reactive gas species for the inactivation, rather than using some of the noble gases that are currently used in the literature. The particular system we've got as well also allows it to be more scalable, so it's going to be more industry relevant.
Talking about the delivery to industry, how might this translate into use in industry? Are you looking at potential batch systems or a continuous system on a conveyor? How would it work?
If this particular system was compatible with the foods themselves, we envisage sort of an online treatment of, say, conveyor belt materials or processing equipment, so that you could actually reduce the chance of cross-contamination or bacteria landing on the actual equipment itself to develop into biofilms, rather than waiting before you can clean down the processing equipment. If it is applicable to food surfaces, then you could actually treat the food surface during the processing of that particular food.
Danny Baylis, thank you very much.